It seems like I knew more than I do now. I can't say he didn't tell me this city life's a hard road to hoe. It's funny how a dream can turn around where corn don't grow. Hard times to reap, there's dusty fields no matter where you go. You may change your mind, cause the weeds are high where corn don't grow. You may change your mind, cause the weeds are high where corn don't grow. Something takes a part of me, something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something is raped and taken from me. Feeling like a freak on a leash, feeling like I have no release. Many times have I felt diseased, nothing in my life is free, is free. Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be. A cheap up for me to lay. Something takes a part of me. Bum bum ba dim bum ba dim ba dim and bum bum ba dim bum ba dim and nima bum 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 ba dum bum bum ba dim and dum and then go. Something takes a part of me. You and I were meant to be. A cheap off for me to lay. Something takes a part of me.
Wrapping up the mock for Joe, yeah, the Breakup Society, Pittsburgh's own Breakup Society from their James at 35 with a Corn Palace here on the Viva La Mock radio program. I truly hope you enjoyed the Corn mock. As I mentioned, no corn with a K. No corn played in the corn mock. It was National Corn on the Cob Day. So songs about the vegetable corn. However, yeah, right before that Breakup Society, I threw in some Richard Cheese doing a cover of a Corn with a K song, Freak on a Leash. So yeah, I kind of threw corn in there, but I didn't, according to the mockster. Hey, before the Richard Cheese, how about some Southern culture on the skids? When you put out an album called Liquored Up and Lacquered Down, you're going to have a song called Corn Liquor on that album, and they did, and I played it for you. Went back to the Eagle album from Waylon Jennings to give us Where the Corn Don't Grow. Start off the entire set with some Grant Lee Phillips, Walking in the Green Corn. That was a corn mock, as only the mockster knows how to make a corn mock happen. If you have a suggestion for a mock or comments on this program, or you just want to say hi, shoot me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. I won't tease you with this, but I'll mention it. So it's not a tease, because I'm not giving you any type of guarantee, but the mockster's manager said that he might be allowed on Instagram. I don't know. I'm not really allowed on the social medias for a lot of really good reasons, if you know me well. But maybe the Instagram. But anyway, for right now, it's the email is the way to get a hold of me. Hey, speaking of corn, background music right now is Shadowy Man on a Shadowy Planet doing Hot Butters, a cover of Hot Butters Popcorn. I decided popcorn doesn't quite fit the mock, so it didn't make it within the mock body, but it made it as my background music. And I had someone reach out to me, a listener, and go, "Mockster, your show is popcorn. It's filled with pop, and it's kind of corny." Yeah, literally, that is what they said to me. And my reply to them was this.
I won't take all that they hand me down. They kind of smile, though I wear a frown. But I'm not gonna take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to town. Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna fall about like everybody else. And I don't wanna live my life like everybody else. And I will say that I'm fine like everybody else. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. But darling, you know that I love you true. Want me to confess all my sins like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 Stop all my running around. Do everything like you want me to. There's one thing that I will say to you. I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't want to run around like
CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? Did you pay for the chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show? And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as the soda cans of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. Doesn't hurt them. Your chaos won't convert them. They're so happy to rebuild it. You'll never really kill it. Yeah, excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking what they're selling. Excess ain't rebellion. You're drinking.
Won't you?
Title track from Brian Ferry's third solo album. Yeah, that's Let's Stick Together from 1976. Wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Played that one because on bass with that track was John Wetton of King Crimson, of Asia. Yeah, but he played on that that album with Brian Ferry. John Wetton, if he were with us today, would be celebrating birthday number 72. Sadly, a few years back, cancer. He succumbed to cancer. Taken way too early, as everybody's taken way too early. Before the Brian Ferry, how about some T-Rex with Light of Love? Played Cake in there doing Rock and Roll Lifestyle. And you know somebody that they were talking about. Maybe it was even you, and it hit a little close to home. Kink started off that entire set because, you know what? I'm not like everybody else, and that's why I am the Mockster, and hopefully that's why you listen. You know who else is not like anyone else? My rockin' attorney. You can join Eric Jackson Lurie for 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul with a focus on new music by your favorite classic artists with Courts in Session Thursdays at 8. Encore presentation of that exact same show Fridays at 1. In fact, it was Eric Jackson Lurie who told me about the John Wetton connection to that Brian Ferry song, because I know I played it one time, and he was like, "Do you know John Wetton played on that?" And I was like, "Dude, you know things, and I appreciate you knowing things, because then you tell me about those things." I got two more songs and my night is over, so let's see if I can get them out there for you. Heard the Santana version of this song recently.
One day I was on the ground, and when I needed a hand, then it couldn't be found. I was so far down that I couldn't get up. You know, one day I was one of life's losers. Even my friends were my accusers. In my head, I lost before I began. I had a dream, but it turned to dust. And what I thought was love, that must have been lust. I was living in style when the walls fell in. And when I played my hand, I looked like a joker. Turn around, fate must have woke her, cause Lady Luck, she was waiting outside the door. To me.
As I am running out of time with this radio program, I do want to just jump in and say this is Triumph Say Goodbye from the Allied Forces album. Did you listen to Courts in Session earlier today or the original one last night? Because Eric Jackson Lurie actually had Mike Levine, original founding member, bassist, keyboard, on his program talking about how Allied Forces, the album this came off of, is 40 years old. And Record Store Day, they're putting out a big box set release, which is awesome. I own the original vinyl from back in the day. Yeah, it's a guilty pleasure. I've got a lot of guilty pleasures. One of those is entertaining you each and every Friday. Don't forget, hey, if you got a suggestion from an album side for me to play on my show next week, because I'll be on vacation, so I'm only playing album sides. That's what I think I'm going to do, at least. Send me an email, wrctrequest@gmail.com. As always, I appreciate you listening to Viva La...
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is the Deep Blues Hour. I'm your host, Steve, bringing you the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour, we're going to hear from Robert Jr. Lockwood, who learned the blues from the legend himself, Robert Johnson, Arthur Big Boy Crudup, the nice tune from the 1960s, Leighton Hopkins, early in his career, recording down in Houston, Texas, back in the late 40s, early 50s, plus Howlin' Wolf and the Chess Records Chicago Blues Sound. It's all coming up here on this hour of the next of the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off the show here with a little something from Alex Schultz and the Mighty Flyers. This is from a Blacktop release called Blues Guitar Spotlight, featuring some of their fine recording artists. This is a song called Jam Up from Alex Schultz on the Deep Blues Hour, WRCT, Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
Speck Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Speck Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Speck Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Speck Brothers is committed to safety during the ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payment, as well as contact-free pickup. You can learn more about online ordering at www.speckbrothers.com, and you'll receive a text message when your food is ready to pick up. For more information, call 412-362-SPAK or visit their website at speckbrothers.com. That's 412-362-7725 or speakbrothers.com.
I have to sleep on. Don't make a move, not before you think about it. I made that mistake, now I got to pay. But what hurt me so bad, see that sweet thing walk away. Just think about it. Oh, Lord, before you speak. The wrong word can get you in a world of trouble. If you don't know, just believe in me. I said the wrong thing once upon a time. Caused me so much trouble, about to go out of my mind. Thank you.
Our streets are filled with women and they're looking for romance. The streets are filled with women and they're looking for romance. But if you haven't got plenty of money, now you just don't stand a chance. When I first picked you up, baby, you didn't have a lousy time. When I first met you, baby, you didn't have a lousy time. She was standing on a deuce of benders and she was hungry and almost blind. Trouble on your mind. A woman ain't nothing but trouble on your mind. You've got to keep moving, boys, or you'll be left behind.
Song there from T-Bone Walker entitled The Hypin' Woman Blues, recorded 1949 for the Capitol Record label. There he was, T-Bone Walker. Plus, Lowell Fulson gave us Think About It from a Bullseye release called Them Update Blues, there from Lowell Fulson. All right, up next here on the Deep Blues Hour, let's hear from Wynonie Harris from a proper record called All She Wants to Do Is Rock. This is Man, Have I Got Troubles. Wynonie Harris on the Deep Blues Hour.
Man, have I got troubles? My dreams blow up like bubbles. My woman is untrue. My room rent is due. My bills will pile up to the sky. Man, have I got sorrow? Just can't face tomorrow. I wonder if the good Lord pities me. My phone is disconnected, sad and neglected, and so blue. I looked in the cupboard, and it's so bad. Looked on my head, there's not a hair anywhere. And man, if I got troubles, nothing but the troubles and the blues. I ain't got nothing, got nothing but the trouble and the blues. Trouble and the blues. And if it's news to you, I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues. A friend of mine in Dakota
bought me a new shiny car. But the draft board told me, Mr. Blues, you got to go to war. And man, if I got troubles, ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues. Yes, I'm telling everybody, I ain't got nothing but the trouble and the blues.
Wait, what? WRCT.
WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Oh, whoa. Hey, this is Sunaron. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You will do.
All right, recorded 1961. That is Howlin' Wolf. And Just Like I Treat You, recorded for the record label Chess Records up in Chicago, Illinois. There from Howlin' Wolf. Plus Joe Lucher and his Society Cats, recorded for the specialty record label. That was called Rockin' Boogie. All right, up next, let's hear from Big Bill Brunzi from his Columbia release called Good Time Tonight. This is I Want My Hands on It. Big Bill Brunzi here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Went to the baker shop to buy some rolls. The lady said, give me your money, boy, cause everything goes, but I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I've got my hands on it. Look here now, woman, can't you see? You can't take my money, gal, and make no fool of me. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Woman, cause I don't buy nothing unless I got my hands on it. Went to see a girl, she looked good to me. She said, give me your money, boy, we can make love, can't we? But I want my hands on it. Ooh, yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. Told me she had a cat for sale. Look at her now, lady, will you let me feel his tail? I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it. See, something I want, gal, I'm ready to buy. Get my hands on it, gal, I know that it can't fly. I want my hands on it. Yes, I want my hands on it. Gal, cause I don't buy nothing till I get my hands on it.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Uncle Bud thought he had a Dinah train. She's out there shaking that little old thing. She said, you're feeling good, feeling good. Feel that like she's amber sweet. Shaking her rumble just like you shake us back. She said, run into me, baby, and make me break my back. Cause feeling good. Just like a amber sweet thing. She got a crack shot motion, got a cross town swing. She got the record off, done that thing. She said, feeling good, feeling good. Feel just like she amber sweet thing. out there looking like a sugar lump, she said. Wanna pump till you got to make me drunk. Feeling good, feeling good. Feeling like I ain't but sweet. Thank you.
Right, music there from Arthur Big Boy Crudup. That was entitled When I Lost My Baby, I Almost Lost My Mind, recorded in 1967 on a Delmark release called Look on Yonder's Wall from Big Boy Crudup. We also heard from Walter Davis from his album called Let Me In Your Saddle. That was Sweet 16, recorded in 1935, there from Walter Davis. All right, let's see. Up next is Jimmy Rogers, recording for Chess Records again. This is 1976 and the Today Today Blues from Jimmy Rogers on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Brown skin woman, baby, you sure looks good to me. Now, brown skinned woman, baby, you sure looks good to me. For you overtake all of my trouble. Throw them in the deep blue sea. Today, today, tomorrow I may be